Hey, ladies and gentlemen in podcast land. This is Dave. It's October 12th, 2019. Still, it's after my lunch break. Now, in the last one, we did the basic install of Slint. Now we're going to do the even more important to me, post-install. Though I must confess to having done a couple of things before the start of this recording, because I ran into some trouble on getting the network, but that's now fixed. And I also configured Orca, so it's ready to go. And shut down. It's now time to reboot into the new system. And for that, we're just going to pull the power switch. Little pop out of the speaker. So we're getting ready to start. We hit enter there because I don't have kernel parameters. And we wait in just a little bit. It's booting from a hard drive now. And as you recall, we didn't make a spare, so this should work. But if it doesn't, we'll wish we had made a spare. Boot drive. Oh boy. Okay. So this is taking
starting up X11 session manager.
Okay, there we go. That's from eSpeak first. Now, like the login manager is loading, the display manager, and we should get word from the Orca pretty soon.
Screen reader on. DVM login frame. All username right. Text.
Now we set up. We set up two users last time, root and myself. So let's log in as myself first.
DAB, return.
And password.
Space, 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 space.
Alright. And we wait for Orca to come up.
Screen reader on.
There. Now you'll note I've already raised the pitch, that's not the default. But before we actually do our post-install,
desktop frame, icon view.
I just want to show you what you have in the immediate system after you do the install. I chose, at install time, I chose Mate as the desktop from a default user. There are a lot of handy little scripts that we'll get to in later recordings for setting up these things, because this part of the thing is... This part of the system is CLI only, so there are a bunch of nice little utility scripts where you can give a user speech or not, tell it which specify which window manager to use, and if you run Emacs Speak or Speech DEL, if you want a talking Emacs, you can specify those with another couple scripts. So that's actually nice and easy, even if it's not quite to the GUI you might be used to.
Computer icon.
So here's my desktop. We're going down the column. We have computer.
Desktop icon. Trash icon. Dashboard Slint desktop configuration file.
Dashboard is actually not accessible. It's legacy, but I'll leave it there. Maybe later take the shortcut off the desktop at least, but I don't think I'll actually remove the dashboard utility, because that might break something that depends on it. So, we have that on the desktop, and the top panel.
Applications menu.
We do Alt-Control-F1, as is customary.
Accessories menu.
Accessories, real quick.
Application character dashboard and ramp and file manager. Delete. XP image view. Make calculate. Make font. Make search. Storage. Global. And parsing at. Plume text. Sim. Smart common input. Screenshot. Text. Screens. Terminal emulator. My improved DPA. Application finder. Character map, accessories menu.
Remember I said before that there is multiple desktops and window managers and all that here. You'll recognize, maybe, some of those things in accessories is actually coming from XFCE. And again, that's for further customization. We can clean those out of the menus with another tool.
Education menu.
Education, we just have
LibreOffice PowerPoint.
LibreOffice Draw.
Education menu.
Math, rather.
Games menu.
Games.
Graphics menu.
Graphics, we have.
Augmented font for the Unity kit. Image menu Inkscape. LibreOffice Alias. Met Color Select Rivers. Tesseract Trainer Munia. XPDF. XSendoff. Augmented image menu.
You'll notice quite a few things there.
Font Forge. The new image manipulator graphics menu.
You'll notice one thing in particular that's already installed is not only the Elios Linux Intelligent OCR solution, if you have a scanner, that's nice. Also, all the Tesseract OCR things on which that depends are here. No need to go look for those.
Internet menu.
Internet we have.
Close Mail, Firefox, Text Chat, Mail Reader, Pan News Reader, Visit Internet Messenger, SeaMonkey, SeaMonkey Mail, Thunderbird.
Alright.
Web browser. Zenmap. Zenmap as with the FTP. LFTP. WP underscore UI. Close Mail. Internet menu.
So you have three mail clients here. Those are GUI ones. You also have Mutt is the CLI one that won't show up on any menus. If you'd rather work CLI only, you can on this distro easily without having to modify anything. Pigeon is an instant messenger. Claws Mail is mail. SeaMonkey is both a browser and an email. It's kind of a predecessor to Firefox, but it's got some interesting things if you prefer it over Thunderbird. It's the older Firefox Gecko engine.
Office menu.
Office is LibreOffice 5.
Actual document viewer.
The PDF reader.
FB reader not.
FB reader.
LibreOffice 5.3.
LibreOffice.
LibreOffice 5. Office menu.
Now you'll notice that's a little old. That's a little dated. We can fix that later.
Other menu. HP Listen. Other menu.
Other just has HP utility.
Programming menu. CMake not. Meta display debugger.
Programming has CMake, data display debugger.
Emacs.
Emacs.
Glade.
Glade.
Qt4 assistant. Qt4 Linguist, Qt5 Assistant.
Qt4 and Qt5 development IDEs.
Qt5 Designer, Qt5 Lingu, Qt5 Qdisk Monitor. CMake not. Programming menu.
And that doesn't even touch on the ones that are available in the CLI. Anything you could possibly want to build, you can do it in this distro. It's all here already. Even languages like Rust are in here, so.
Sound and video menu.
You might like that. Sound and video, we got a ton of things here. Media players in particular.
Asunder CD Ripper. Formasis. ISO Master install multimedia code. M player not. Pro Media Player. Pulse Audio Volume QTV for L Sound. VLC Media Player. XMMS. MPS YouTube. 9. Asunder Sound and Video
okay,
menu.
Well, if one of these M Media Players plus the ones in the CLI, if none of those is to your liking, well, you must be real picky because there's quite a variety of them on here. As well as Asunder for ripping from CDs.
System tools menu.
System tools we got.
Carder, not new, departed, get removed, manage, exact, pack, host names, desktop, keyboard, elect terminal, dot, latvm, log file, make this view, make system, make terminal, manage, print, ml, term, new login in with power statistics, sorceress, at bill, system clock, system language, system profile, system services, upstone, dot, user and groups, upstone, dot, xfce terminal, the competitor. System tools menu.
A few words about a few of those. Slapped. Get and G slapped and slapped SRC. Those are GUI package management programs. Slapped SRC in particular is set up to grab packages from the community repositories, otherwise known as Slack builds. And we're going to do that in another recording. We're going to actually grab something from that.
Accessories menu.
So we're back to the top. This is the main menu of the Mate. The top and bottom panels have the widgets you might expect. So I'll just go over the top panel. The bottom I won't bother, just the top.
Hi. Desktop frame. Icon view. Dashboard link. Desktop configuration file.
Back on the desktop.
Bottom panel. Desktop desk. Top panel. Top panel frame.
There we are. We got the usual suspects and a couple of new ones.
Top panel panel. Make terminal user commands at double certain. Web browser mail reader read your email. Put in your fast hands at wait.edu. Toggle button not pressed. Top panel frame. Top panel panel. Protect your computer. Log out of this session to log in as a different user. Shut down the computer for certain.
I'm tapping across this top panel.
Make terminal user command at double certain. Web browser mail reader read your fast Bluetooth and a clipboard manager and output volume icon. Clipboard manager icon.
Clipboard manager, that's something that's pre-installed and running. I haven't used it much, so I can't speak a lot to it, but we'll explore that.
Sound output volume icon. Wi-Fi network connection on and main active. On and main 53% icon. Laptop battery is fully charged icon.
Okay, so we got the battery and the things. You can add. We can add widgets to that. You can take widgets off. That's in the future of this particular installation. Let's get out of there, go back to the desktop.
Desktop frame, icon view, dashboard link, desktop configuration file.
And now it's time to initialize. Post-install, or the first part of post-install, we'll be initializing this. It's going to take quite a while because this ISO was burned months ago, and there have been lots of upgrades. So let's go over here to a virtual console. You do that with Alt-Control-F2. You have F2 through F6 available as virtual consoles, and we're going to use one of these and log in as root.
Space, welcome to Slint 14.2.1.2 Linux 4.19.30 on TTY2 ThinkPad login.
Alright, let's log in as root.
R-O-T, space, root password.
And let's bang that in.
Space Linux 4.19.30 last login. Satoct 12.12.350.
Okay, that's a pretty old kernel, but we're going to fix that too. So let's bump the speed of eSpeak up just a bit. We're not using Orca here. So we're going to go.
Rate 3, rate 4, 5, 6.
We're using the number 6 on the numbers row plus the caps lock key is the what they call the speak up key.
Space root at ThinkPad.
Now, to update the database, slapped get, so... slapped get dash dash update to grab the new database. Or actually, before we do that, we should probably add keys, slapped get... Okay, let's grab the GPG keys so that when the update thing runs, it will authenticate the packages. So that should have succeeded by now. Let's check with the current line.
Root at ThinkPad, GPG key successfully imported.
Yay, successfully imported, all right. Now, slap get update.
SLAPD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-DD-D 0%, 0%, 0%, 0%, 0%.
Okay, we'll shut them up here, because that's going to crank a little bit as it fetches the database. I know we're connected at least this time, so yeah. Let's see how we're doing here. Current line.
Breathing package list not done.
Oh, it's already done. That doesn't take very long to update the database. It's actually getting new packages that takes a while. So now, this is slapped get upgrade.
SLKPC-DDC-UPTRTT.
And there will be many, many, many. So let's go.
Test reading package list done. Installed DTK source new three conflicts with DTK source. Do you want to continue? YSHN.
We can continue with this. There's a GTK source view conflicts with an older one. We can continue.
Why? Test one get HTTP software of UK slash lint slash MC.
Okay, so now we're going to find out how many to upgrade. Unfortunately, it won't tell you how long it's going to take, but I bet it's going to be close to half an hour. So we're going to certainly pause after we start this.
2026-219.
It's still doing it. 219 to upgrade. Packages, that is. So again, you know, we used the console, the slapget program, and we're bringing the system up to date, almost. Now, there are things we have to do that I like to do after we do the upgrade. There's more packages to grab in the extra package and the extra repository, as things like Mumble and Pigeon for Telegram and a few other things. And then the later LibreOffice, we can get to that. That is in the Slack builds repository. There's a LibreOffice 6 binary compilation that's in there. And we'll grab that in another recording, or perhaps this one if we still have the time.
96/219.
Okay, 96/219.
52%, 100%, 100%.
Now that's just grabbing them. It's going to take the actual installation and decompression is what takes a long time. So I'll be back when this step finishes. Alright, about 20 minutes after I ran the start of the update command, or upgrade rather, we are finished. Now, just as a point of interest, you could, without upgrading, start using this lint that we got at immediate post-install. It just wouldn't be the very latest. You'd have Orca 3.32, you'd have a Firefox that's pretty recent. It's Firefox ESR 60 or something, and you'd have Thunderbird, you know, that works. You'd have a Pigeon, but you wouldn't have every protocol yet. And a few scripts would be missing, too. But it would actually be quite usable if you wanted to do the upgrade some other day. But I recommend when you hit that button after you type, slapped-get upgrade, you probably ought to do something else for about 20 minutes. Of course, your mileage may vary. Now, the next step in our post-install, we want to grab the latest of an additional packages for Slint. There's more than just came down. We want to grab the whole Slint. So we're going to do another slapped-get command. Slapped-get install-set Slint. Okay. Let's do that.
Reading package list done. Beautiful soup is up to date. Config passer is up to date. Console kit is up to date. System is up to date. Employer is up to date. Network manager is up to date. Pay is up to date. Pigments is up to date. RX was is up to date. Bank is up to date. Account service is up to date. Outer is up to date. Outer loss is up to date. Outer plugins is up to date. Outer utility is up to date. Outer cap is up to date. Do you want to continue? Wasachen.
Okay, almost everything is up to date, but there's some stuff that isn't. Let's see what they were. Let's go up a couple of lines with the speak up commands.
After unpacking 159.3.43.5 MB archives, one upgraded, zero reinstalled, DTK source view. The following packages will be upgraded. DTK source view.
DTK source view. Yeah, let's do it. It's not that big an upgrade.
Why?
Yes, I type a Y here, and I hit enter.
Case 1/23/HTTP/UK/Slint/64/Slint/testing/0%.
Okay, so another 23 packages have to go, but they're not really big. Let's hope it doesn't take anywhere near as long as doing over 200 took. So, yeah, we're going to just update some additional stuff. And then there's yet another so-called meta package, because it contains links that download other packages to grab... not quite absolutely everything in the repository, but everything in the Slint repository. Not everything in Slackware, or Salix even. But that one is called Extra, and we'll do the same thing when it's time to do that. So let's check on this one with the read current line from the speakup.
Package verifying package telegram 1.8.13 FC.
Okay, verifying package telegram. I've only briefly used Telegram, only through Pigeon. It's a instant messenger program. I don't know that it does texts and file transfers and video and all that jazz, but you can type, you can text chat with it. It's supposed to be better encrypted than some others, and end-to-end. It's supposed to also allow things like disappearing messages. And in addition to that, there's a Pigeon plugin that I think will load with the Extra series called OTR, for off the record. And I think that's I think that's applicable to all protocols. To make sure messages don't hang around on a server. All right, that one's done already. So now, slapped get.
Hyphen
install set.
I-N-S-T-L-L-L-A-D-S-N-I.
Oops, I made a typo.
I-N-S-T-A-L-L-S-E-D-S-A-S.
Extra.
E-S-T-R-A-S-E-D-S-A-S. Reading package list done. OpenL is up to date. SDL2 is up to date. Apache Ant is up to date. Arpit is up to date. B43 firmware is up to date. B43 at 97%, 97%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%.
Okay, again, a bunch of things are already up to date. You might have heard the B43 firmware. Isn't that special? You shouldn't have any trouble with missing driver firmware here, too. They're all installed, even a few that are proprietary, but... I know this machine here, both my machines actually need the Intel Wi-Fi driver. So, excuse me, that's the only concession I make here. That's not too much to worry about. And maybe it's nil if you don't have concerns about things like that. Well, let's see how this install set extra is doing.
56 at HTTP software of UK.
Okay, we're going to get 66 new packages, and 56 of them, as of that brief moment in time, had been downloaded. So I think it slapped-get downloads everything first, and then takes its time unpacking and installing, according to install scripts inside the packages. So let's see. Yeah, now it's starting to unpack and install files. I think we can pop in and check on that briefly.
Installing. Executing install script for DraftBiz 2.40.1x86.64-1/lint.txt. Package DraftBiz 2.40.1x86.64-1/lint.txt. Install. Test. Preparing. LAD/x86.64-4/lint. Verifying package after SDK 1.13x86.64.
Okay, LADSPR. That's a sound codec set or something. I'm not exactly sure, but. It's going through and cranking. These might be pretty small. Not to mention there is some overlap in these meta packages. As you heard when I did the install set for the Slint meta package, a bunch of them were already fresh, but that's the easy way to pick up a few more that didn't get grabbed in the initial setup because of what was included on the ISO. And in the initial update set that was used when the ISO got burned. These have been added since then. There's yet another repository we could add later if we really wanted to. It's called the Slint WIP repository. It has experimental stuff in it, kind of reminiscent of Debian testing versus Debian stable, I guess, where testing is where stuff goes before it's declared suitable for prime time, but still actually works. And I have grabbed packages in the past from the WIPIT repository, not in the issues, but it's not installed by default. You have to add it to the configuration file for slapped-get. Easy to do, but not done here. So let's see if we're done. Yeah, we're done with those. We're done with the extra. So... now that all that stuff is in, we're going to... oh no, it's not quite done. We have two more steps. We want to upgrade the kernel. Now there's a specific script just for upgrading the kernel. We're going to run that, and it's just called that.
U-P-G-R-A-D-E-K-E-R-N-E-L.
And we're waiting. And it's going to upgrade to 4.19.60, I think. It's
4.19.30.
Alright, so there's everything that's going to upgrade. And it's asking me, of course, yes or no, do I want to do it? Well, I've come this far. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Why? Face. Reading package list done. The following packages will be upgraded. Kernel firmware. 1 upgraded. 0 reinstalled. 0 newly installed. 0 to remove. 0 not upgraded. Need to get 77.8 MB of archives. 94%, 95%, 95%, 95%, 95%, 95%.
Alright, we're doing it. That just happened to still be on the screen, so it said they're doing it again. It won't take too awfully long. One of the things it'll probably do is update my bootloader so that it loads the new kernel image, which is something we can check on in a bit.
Blank.
Okay, we're not done
quite modules, yet. Kernel modules, kernel modules, kernel modules, kernel modules.
There's all the modules. You need those, like in any GNU Linux kernel. Those are add-ons for device drivers mainly.
Blank.
You can certainly burn, you can have a kernel that doesn't have those, but not here. We're going to include them all. This is a giant kernel. If you want to
kernel source, apps, kernel source, source code for the apps, for the apps code.
And there's the source code for the kernel, as you might have heard. If you ever, if you're really in, you know, adventurous, there's the source code. You want to build a kernel that's to your liking. I don't know if I'll get to that in these recordings or not. That would be a whole new series, which I'm probably not ready to do too soon, but stay tuned. You never know. All right. We have one more step. I promise this is the last step in the initialization, and then I'll reboot and we'll go on to some more post-install checkup and customization. So let's do the final recommended step in an initialization of a Slint system. Or some of these are recommended for any update of a Slint system. There's one more called .new. Now what that's going to do is ask me about new configuration files for software. They are currently stored as files something .new, and it's going to ask me, do I want to replace it with the one that the system provided, or do I want to throw it away, or do I want to compare them? You'll see. The name of the script to run is dotnew. I do not want to replace that because the new one may have problems with the speech dispatcher, as I seem to recall from the mailing list.
Delete the new settings file.
We can delete it. Because I want to keep mine. I don't want to change it. I just want to keep mine. So delete it. I'll replace the CA certificates. Because those are... I don't know whether the old ones are any good anymore, but I'll definitely replace those. I think I want to delete this too. I want to leave these speech files alone. Because I've gotten into trouble in previous attempts when I've replaced these without thinking. So I'm going to leave mine in place. Mandb.conf, that's for man pages. Yeah, I'll replace that because a whole bunch of new pages have been added. I don't even use MuttRC, so I might as well replace it. I might someday, so I want the new one. Yeah, I'll move that. I'm not really sure what to do here, to be honest. But yes is selected, so I'll do it. I'll replace .links command. That's a text browser that we might use someday, so I'll get the new settings for it.
Okay, cancel.
I want to replace this one, my slapget RC sources file. And that's done. So now that that's finished, we can come back in a new file. We're going to do some new exploration, having updated all this stuff. We're going to see what it looks like. And that'll be the next part. Going to reboot this. See you soon.